We're talking with J.B. Stewart today here at Sorghum U. And J.B., let's talk maybe a little bit about some of the production issues that are out there, but then also talk a little bit about your time as chair, of course, here of the National Sorghum Producers. As far as the crop was concerned, 2014, how did things turn out for you as far as, I know, not much of a wheat crop, but what about the summer crops?
You know, summer crops in our area for a change were much, much improved. We'd been in a devastating drought for 3 or 4 years, and we were dry until the 1st of June this year and didn't know if we'd be able to plant sorghum, and we had no subsoil moisture, but we did get some rain and decided to plant some. And lo and behold, we had a good enough summer that we had some pretty good production. It was typical year in Cimarron County that you need that subsoil profile, because places that got a rain 10 days too late really suffered, but the places that got timely rains had a good crop.
It seems like we've just really been on that edge of severe to exceptional drought for, as you say, literally years now.
Oh yes, been several years. We've just, the wheat has been, we've lost wheat crops. We haven't even planted sorghum because a lot of times we didn't get spring rains to even germinate any. And we hope that's slowly coming to an end. You know, it's guarded optimism, but at least we got all of our bare ground covered up this year because we had a pretty good fall and got wheat in, and we're not going to expect the dirt storms we had last spring.
Well, that's good news. Now, as far as sorghum is concerned, how does it work in a year where you do get some moisture? How does it work on your operation?
Well, I'll tell you, sorghum works very good in my area. And of course, I'm out in the Western Panhandle, and we're in a fairly low rainfall area, 16, 17 inches a year. And it works great for us to have a rotation of wheat, sorghum, and fallow, and then back to wheat. I grew up on a farm that was wheat, fallow, wheat. And as I took the farm over, I could see that with low prices, I couldn't afford to do that. And I started this sorghum and wheat rotation, I think, in the early 80s, and it's just really, really been good for us. We harvest our wheat in June. We no-till the ground to the next spring, let it build moisture, plant sorghum, harvest the sorghum in the fall, and then let it lay through the spring and summer of the next year, and then plant it to wheat in the fall. And actually, my wheat yields have been better since I started that than they were, I think, in the fallow program.
So the rotation helps.
The rotation helps. I think it was the fact that it was a monoculture crop, and then there's a certain drag in a straight summer fallow, wheat fallow wheat. There's a certain drag that comes about. They just call it the summer fallow issue, but it's worked very good for us.
You've stepped up and given a good bit of your time to the National Sorghum Producers as right now their chair. What, I guess maybe first of all, why the interest in, stepping up and being involved in that type of a volunteer organization?
Well, that's a good question. I sometimes ask myself that. I'd been on the board several years ago and thought I'd kind of retired from that sort of thing. And they came to me, in 1999 or 2010 anyway, said, J.B., we just got to have somebody from Frank Lucas's district on the board till we get this farm bill passed. Would you come back on just so we can get that passed? And I finally said, yes, I'll do that. Well, lo and behold, it took us 4 years to get a farm bill passed. And by then, somehow I ended up in the officer rotation, and here I am.
And you got a farm bill.
And we did finally get a farm bill. Yes, and I think we got one that we can work with.
Tell me, as far as from a sorghum perspective, sorghum sometime was a crop that had kind of been the redheaded stepchild compared to other feed grains. You feel like you've kind of leveled the playing field a little bit?
Oh, we've just had some tremendous advances in sorghum. There's been some good crop insurance wins for sorghum. We have a better reference price than corn. We have a $3.95 reference price. This farm bill gave us some real wins for sorghum, and then we have some real wins in the marketplace. The China market has just really come to the front, and our basis in most areas is even to even above corn. And just everybody in sorghum is excited, and I think our acres are going to increase because of it. And we need to increase acres, because I think if we had more volume of the grain, we could actually have a better market.
As you look at 2015, we're just in the early days of the new year. What are some priorities for the national sorghum producers?
Well, as always, we have to be in tune to what's happening in Washington. We're always watching regulations coming down from EPA, and we know there'll be, even though we have a farm bill passed, there'll be a tax on our farm bill, and there'll be a tax on crop insurance, and it just seems like there's never a dull moment, and of course NSP is the ones mostly involved in the legislative end of the sorghum industry, and so that's our primary function right now.
Far as the future for sorghum itself, how do you see sorghum fitting into farm operations across the Southern Great Plains especially?
Well, I think sorghum is going to have a good fit as long as we can hold this market advantage, and it sure shows no signs of weakening. And sorghum's just, we have needed and talked about over-the-top grass control for 20 years. And my goodness, if we had that, I think sorghum acres would just explode. But that's, that's the most exciting thing that could happen, but we've been promised it for a long time and we still don't have it, so.
We're kind of on the edge, right?
Right. We've been on the edge for 20 years. I don't know when we're going to climb over the fence, but.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.